This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us from the palatial part of Austin, Texas, the part where his neighborhood is the safest neighborhood in Austin. From the TruthAboutGuns.com is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, you know, absolutely. And let's jump into this. So Eric Adams... He's sort of a deflector, isn't he? He doesn't really get out there and say, you know, the buck stops here. He's always blaming somebody for something. What's the latest thing he's blaming on the gun industry?
Well, he's going all in to adopt the anti-gun politician's tool of choice in disregarding the fact that cities across the country have defunded or otherwise hobbled their police departments. They've instituted zero bail policies. They have prosecutors who don't want to prosecute and think that their mission in life is to decarcerate and keep so many people out of jail no matter what crimes they've been accused of. Anyway, Mayor Adams wants to deflect the results of those policies, which of course is much higher violent crime, including gun-related crimes. And he wants to blame for that the heads of the gun manufacturers in this country, who he conveniently ignores, sell legal products through legal channels to legal buyers who pass a federal background check before they're allowed to take possession of those products. That's something, by the way, that the criminals in New York City don't do. But doesn't matter. He wants to stigmatize gun manufacturers, specifically the CEOs. And in a speech last week before the National Press Club, he named a number of people like Marty Daniel of Daniel Defense, Ron Cohen of Sig Sauer, Chris Colloy of Ruger, and Mark Smith of Smith & Wesson. And he associated each one of those with mass shootings that were created, that were committed with guns made by those companies. I'm sorry, go ahead.
He makes a couple of claims that are, sort of absurd, doesn't he? Like how guns are made and marketed with the express purpose of generating profit. Isn't that why everything in the United States is manufactured?
Yeah, I don't know if he thinks that gun companies should be nonprofit operations that exist only to arm the police and the military and do so out of the goodness of their hearts. Two of these companies are public corporations. They have a duty to maximize profits to their shareholders.
Right.
The other two, aren't charities either. Marty Daniel of Daniel Defense, Ron Cohen is the CEO of Sig Sauer, And their job also is to make products that their customers want to buy and do it at a price that allows the company to pay its bills and make a profit for its owners. That's pretty much the American way. And Mayor Adams thinks that that's somehow it's a travesty.
Well, I mean, the way he puts his stuff together, guns are made and marketed with a profit. Guns are sold without any concern for where they may end up. So he's making it sound like they're marketing to the gangbangers. Hey, Bloods, are you tired of the Crips outgunning you? You know, that kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
Guns cause over 40,000 deaths a year in America, and gun violence is the leading cause of death among American children. It's like he had a cheat sheet from the Brady campaign taped to his wrist.
Of course. It wouldn't surprise me if they even helped in the drafting of this speech.
So, you know, if we look at this, I remember when Michael Moore was out there and he did his little ambush stuff about Bowling for Columbine when he was out there saying, so how does Walmart feel about their bullets being used in this massacre? As if Walmart was part and parcel and aided and abetted in this. Why don't we go after the gasoline companies that sell gasoline to the guy that drove there? You know, he had to drive there. All these things that they do for their little fantasy is a tool to get to this fantasy, but we only spotlight the gun because, that's got to be banned. Why don't we ban gasoline? Well, they're trying
exactly.
to, aren't they? They're trying to ban gasoline. What am I talking about?
Was the rental company that rented the truck to Timothy McVeigh responsible for renting him a truck? Was GM responsible for making that truck?
Nope. None of them were. Now, I'll tell you one thing, and before we go any further with this, this is why I'm one of the ones that always says we should just say the name of the shooter. Because this is what they do. They get out there and they find a way to make the gun the cause. Guns cause 40,000 deaths a year in America. No, most of those, we know that, 66% of those are caused by depression. Right? That's what causes 66% of those deaths. And gun violence is the leading cause of death among American children. Well, yeah, if you're measuring them up to 19 years old and you're looking at the gangbangers. So all of this stuff that they do, and it's going after the gun, and then the stuff that he's spotlighting, the rampage killings, which what I find interesting about that is that what is their clearance rate in New York City for murder right now? Do we know?
I don't know. There's the only big city's clearance rate I know for murders comes immediately to mind is Chicago, which is about 12.5% or 12. Something abysmally low like that. But I don't know what it is for New York.
Well, I mean, they have Bragg as the DA in Manhattan. They have
correct
cashless bail. They have bail reform. They have defunded the police. They have fewer officers on the street. The ones that they haven't defunded, they haven't quit yet, aren't probably going to anywhere unless there's like 20 of them. And they have made it ever more difficult to get out there and get a concealed carry permit in New York State. So,
right. And D.A. Bragg's first order of business when he took office was to issue a memo announcing the crimes that he would not prosecute going forward.
And in the interim, we're going to spotlight the guys I'm pretty sure that like 6 Hour, when the guy was going to shoot at the Pulse nightclub, he wasn't out there going, you know, I just need one of those Sig AR looking guns to do this the right way. I'm almost certain that was the Uvalde kid. He probably thought the most expensive thing he could find would be the best thing, and that's why he bought Daniel Defense, for example.
Correct.
So.
Correct. Yeah, I don't think a great deal of thought process goes into their weapon selection.
Not with the rampage killers, no, not at all.
No.
All right, we're coming up on the first break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you go for the latest news in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, welcome back. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. And in keeping with what we were just talking about, how he's out there in New York, the mayor of New York's out there making all these claims about this, CNN has decided to chime in on this. They have new leadership, but they haven't yet gotten to the, you know, they've fired Donald Lemon, and they fired Brian Stelter, the potato, and, you know, they fired a few other people. They got rid of Cuomo and all these other guys. But they still haven't gotten rid of their fake news ways. So we have some CNN experts who claim that keeping violent criminals in prison doesn't stop crime. Dan, isn't this sort of, are these experts, is it Alvin Bragg, did he write this article?
No, I'm not sure what experts these are. Yeah, they wrote an article regarding Memphis, city of Memphis, which is long been one of the most violent cities in the country, and it's gotten so bad there that citizens there are asking for tougher prison sentences to, strangely enough, keep criminals in jail longer where they can't prey on innocent people. CNN, in reporting this, cited experts, quote-unquote, who say that they told them that harsher penalties are not an effective deterrent to violent crime. They may not, harsher penalties may not enter into a criminal decision process when he decides to hold somebody up or knock over a liquor store or grab a woman's purse or something like that. But these people are not angels and typically have long rap sheets. And if they're kept in jail longer for the crimes they commit and are convicted of which they're convicted, then they can't prey on people and become recidivists or repeat crimes as often. The longer they're in jail, the less they're out here with law-abiding citizens.
Right.
Well, I mean, the thought process, it's baffling.
My thought on this is it's about the punishment. And it's interesting that these people who seek to deter us from owning guns with gun control look at this and say that this is not a deterrent to violent crime. I find that quite interesting that they make that one statement on the one hand, because, you know, gun control is a behavioral thing, and so is the penalties for crime. But
correct,
penalties for crime, are they a deterrent or are they a punishment?
Well, they're supposedly, you know, they call these places penitentiaries. They're not, these places, we're not reforming people in prisons these days. We're housing them, keeping away from law-abiding people so they can't continue to prey on them. Some people are reformed. I would guess that the majority of them are not. John quotes another article here where they talk to the chief judge of Cook County, Illinois.
Yeah.
And so, well, gee, we haven't had any horrible incidents occur under the court's bond reform initiative. In other words, since we started letting people out, we haven't had any mass killings or anything like that. But then John goes on to cite half a dozen instances of people who are out on zero bail, who've been released pending other charges, who lit people on fire, who shot people, who killed people. I don't understand. I'm sure it's my fault, my problem, but I don't understand the thought process that goes into allowing people who have committed violent crimes. I'm not talking about passing bad checks here. I'm talking about violent criminals, people
right.
who have committed crimes, many which were involving guns, and then are arrested. Charge and then turn right back out on the street, and people like the chief judge of Cook County say, "Well, gosh, we haven't had anything terrible happen." It's Chief Judge Timothy Evans, you know, nothing terrible's happening. Everything this program is working just fine. Ask the victims of these criminals who are still out on the street when they shouldn't be, how well this system is working for them.
Yeah, there's a lot. He has lots of this stuff. And this is the thing. These guys that are out on zero bail, they know that they're zero bail, don't they?
Of course they do.
Zero bail, while they're out there saying, well, longer prison sentences and harsher punishment and truth in sentencing, that doesn't deter anything. Bail reform has spurred it on.
No, exactly. CNN's expert says, you know, harsher penalties don't enter into somebody's mind in terms of committing a crime, whether they're going to do it or not. But you can be damn sure that they know that affordable bail, quote unquote, or zero bail means that they're going to have to be out in on the street within hours after getting arrest if they're caught at all.
Do we know who the expert was?
Oh, I didn't dig into that.
I would be interested to know that.
But I don't know.
Sometimes with some of this stuff, with some of these quote, end quote, journalists, I think they make some things up sometimes. I think what they're doing is they get out there and when they have an anonymous name like that, they're either copying and pasting something that fits their narrative or they're just making it up because it fits their narrative. And then they cite an expert.
Could very well be.
I'm almost certain.
I don't know.
You ever seen that movie Glass with Hayden Christensen where he was a...
Yes.
Okay, so I'm almost certain CNN hasn't seen that movie and doesn't hold anybody to those standards.
Or they really don't care.
One or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting. And these are the same people that are out there decrying law-abiding citizens carrying guns. Right?
Correct. Which is the people at whom gun control laws are really targeted. Gun control laws don't affect people like the ones John cites here committing these crimes. They affect the average person who wants to buy a gun, have it, maybe even carry it in order to protect himself and his family.
That stuff, I tell you, it's just silly. Some of the stuff that they come up with. We're coming up on the next break. And for those of you who are looking for the latest in the gun culture, the latest in gun news, the latest in gun politics, you need go no further than thetruthaboutguns.com. Dan has a very talented group of people that write all day, every day about this kind of stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the nation's largest investment banks is lowering the outlook for U.S. economic growth. Goldman Sachs cut its GDP growth forecast to just 1.1% in 2023. It was previously 1.5%. The downgrade comes ahead of another expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve this week. More than a week of mourning across the United Kingdom is coming to a close as Queen Elizabeth is laid to rest at Windsor Castle. Her burial comes after a state funeral attended by world leaders, including President Biden. A powerful 7.5 magnitude earthquake has struck off the coast of southern Mexico. a tsunami warning remains in effect as 10-foot waves batter the region. The quake caused buildings to shake in Mexico City, some 230 miles away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Let's go to Dick Heller. Dick Heller is he's not exactly a one-off, isn't he? He has gone full-on activist since 2008, hasn't he?
He really has, and good on him for it too. That's it's great what he's done and what he continues to do, and he's racked up another win here this week.
Now, the Dick Heller that I'm referring to is the Heller in Heller versus D.C., the 2008 decision. This is the one that where they actually opened up the Second Amendment and said, oh, yes, this is an individual right. But
exactly.
He's done something lately. I mean, he's still working. So what did he do?
He's still working. Well, I mean, he continues to press the case in D.C. for gun rights. He filed suit against D.C., against their ban for homemade guns, and he sued over another incredibly crazy law they had, which limited the number of rounds someone can carry, a concealed carry permit holder can carry with them.
On their person.
So D.C., of course, on their person.
Yeah.
They have a 10-round magazine capacity limit in D.C., which right. is being challenged itself. I don't believe by Mr. Heller, but it's being challenged. So I guess the people in D.C. thought that all you need to carry, all anyone would need to carry is a magazine in the gun, of course, with the chamber empty, and then another magazine in your pocket. That ought to be able to hold you over
no matter what you encounter.
Do you have to carry with the chamber empty in D.C.?
Well, let's say if you're going to keep to the 20 rounds,
yeah,
you would have to. One of the you know, the magazine, 10 in the magazine, or you could do 9+1, you know, 9 in the magazine and 1 in the chamber, and then 10 in your pocket and another magazine. That kind of arbitrary limit has always been crazy, but especially now under the Supreme Court's Bruin decision, it's completely and totally indefensible. The D.C. government couldn't come up with a way to defend that in court. Again, D.C., Mr. Heller had sued them, and the date for which the city had to respond to the lawsuit was coming up. He asked the court for an injunction to block enforcement of the law. Well, the great legal minds who work for the District of Columbia apparently looked at the legal landscape under Bruin and said, you got us. There's no way for us to argue this in any way, shape, or form. So rather than responding to the lawsuit and trying to defend their gun control law, they simply repealed the law. The chief of police used emergency powers to repeal the law. I think it'll go through the D.C. City Council at some point and be done formally at some later date. So they basically threw in the towel.
Did they do that?
Another win for Mr. Heller.
Yeah, but did they do that because of the optic? Because right now with everything going on in New York and California, that being slapped down and being a public case and getting out there and doing that, do you think that would have been bad for the... Because, you know, when D.C., they throw in the towel a lot. They threw in the towel on permits, not too long ago. It's been a minute, but they went that route too because that was getting challenged. And they knew they were going to lose.
Yeah, exactly. Those laws banning or basically outlawing concealed carry had gone down everywhere, and they knew that they could read the tea leaves and see what was coming. So they just gave in, which is refreshing because most places. The last one, of course, being Illinois, go down fighting and spending as many taxpayer dollars as possible doing it in the process in what everyone knows is a losing effort. So at least D.C. had the good grace to do that. But I think number one, they did it because they could see that there was no good argument for it, under Bruin. And number two, they've got other gun control laws, that are threatened by Bruin as well. And I'm not a lawyer, but I have a feeling that fighting this one out and losing this one might have set a bad precedent as well. So better to repeal it and give in than to let the court make any kind of a ruling that might be translated to other gun control laws that they care more about.
Did anybody ever get stopped and caught with more than 20 rounds on them?
You know, I don't know that. That's a good question. Fortunately, that didn't have to be the case for the law to be challenged here, because Heller, who is a resident of D.C., in the plaintiff, he was being affected by that limit. He didn't have to be arrested. The fact that he was limited every day that he carried his gun gave him standing to challenge the lawsuit. But I don't know if the police had ever actually arrested or charged anybody with that. I would expect they probably did. They probably got some criminal at some point who, you know, was carrying 3 or 4 magazines or something like that, or maybe even a box of ammo. I guess that would...
Yeah, what happens when you go buy ammo when you're... Well, here's another question for you, and this is pure conjecture. Do you think these gun grabbers and gun controllers, do you think they get out there and go, you know, gun owners are the most law-abiding, and they may fight us on this law, but if we pass it, it'll be out there for years, and they won't go up against it because they're law-abiding?
Oh, I think they know absolutely that happens, because you're right, law, gun owners are among the most law-abiding people in the country. And as a result, when they enact these kinds of laws that make it more burdensome, more expensive, more cumbersome to own and carry guns, they know that a lot of people aren't going to want to deal with it. They were not going to want to take the chance of even being anyway entangled with the criminal justice system, so they just won't buy a gun. They won't have one in their home. They certainly won't go through the hassle of getting a permit and then carrying one. Because what if they run afoul of it? Most people, again, you got to remember, most people don't keep up with these things and inform themselves of all these intricacies like you and I do, who, you know, do this stuff every day. So these gun control laws tend to confuse them and they scare them and they don't want to be caught and end up, you know, with potential criminal liability. So they figure, it's better if I'm just not going to do it at all.
Do you think, it's interesting how with DC throws in the towel fast, or they're advised by everybody else on the anti-gun side to throw in the towel fast. And yet, New York, with the Bruin case, which was aimed at New York has decided to come out with everything under the sun they can. I just find it interesting that you got DC, which gets out there and says, we're going to have gun control. No, you aren't. Oh, okay. And they throw in the towel. They try it. But they know they're going to lose, and they're like, okay, we're just going to cut our losses, and, well, okay, we love everybody. New York, on the other hand, they're like, oh, we've just begun.
Exactly.
What do you make? Well, you know what? I don't have time to ask you this question about what you make of it, because we're coming up on the break. And this article, of course, like all others that we're talking about, is from thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Dan, it's been, recently Governor Kathy Demonic Hochul. Her new gun restrictions have taken place, and she's targeted CCW holders and recreational target shooters and hunters and battlefield reenactment people and... They're all crying foul, but of course the laws are in place and everything else, and it will be fought another day. How were they now? There's some unintended consequences that go along with this virtue signaling, because that's what this is, right? This is virtue signaling. We're out here, we're making New York safe, even though we're making it less safe, you know, that kind of thing. But they've got other things happening in New York State, don't they?
They do, and you're right. It's virtue signaling, but it's also spite. She was just fit to be tied when they lost the Bruin case and lost it in such spectacular fashion, in such a way that it's going to eventually lead to the downfall of dozens and dozens of gun control laws, Governor Hochul and her fellow anti-gun politicians hold very dear. Things like magazine capacity limits, and assault weapons bans, and lots of others are going to come crashing down eventually. So the good governor, in her infinite wisdom, cooked up some gun control laws as a result, right after the Bruin decision was handed down, and they stopped pounding their fists and stamping their feet. Include the Concealed Carry Improvement Act, quote unquote, which basically outlaws carrying a gun in most places in the city of New York, in every private business in the state of New York, unless they post a "Yes, you can carry" sign in the window. And they're also, like California now, making people undergo background checks and registering ammo purchases. Anyway, this panoply of gun control laws is, as Matt Manda of the NSSF points out here, is going to end up hurting the state in terms of its conservation dollars, and
other dollars that hunting and other activities brings in. A lot of people don't realize it, but every time you buy a gun or ammo, you're paying an excise tax that goes to support conservation all across the country. It's called the Pittman-Robertson tax, and it's been going on, I think it's over a century, and there's been collected billions and billions of dollars over the years that go to, I think the total, according to the article, is $15 billion since 1937. Anyway, that goes to keep up national parks, state parks, shooting ranges. Protects wildlife refuges and all that. And what the governor's gun control law has done is discourage a lot of that business in the state of New York. Matt quotes a couple of retailers in New York who say that, you know, this time of year, right at the beginning of hunting season, they're usually packed. Well, they're not now. People aren't buying guns. People are confused, like we talked about in the last segment, about the law and what it means. So rather than buying a new hunting rifle, coming in and buy some ammo, they're not doing that. One of the retailers is, within shouting distance of the Vermont border. And so instead of people hunting in New York, they're driving across the border and doing it up there where they don't have to worry about running afoul of, Governor Hochul's, laws. So, and eventually that's going to all result in fewer rounds sold, fewer guns sold, less of the Pittman-Robertson dollars collected, and less dollars going to conservation.
Now, did I just hear you? Now, is it illegal for them to go out of state and buy ammunition and bring it back in?
I'm sure it is, but good luck catching people who do that.
Well, I mean, I know that, like, in California, they have that. They have that.
Yeah, exactly. And at one point, I think they even had...
But how does an ammo registry work? I mean, how does that work?
I don't know practically how it works. I bet the governor doesn't know either. That's one of the things that state police, sheriffs, and gun owners were complaining about, is nobody had any idea how any of this was supposed to work when it was enacted by the legislature and signed into law by the governor. They didn't bother to stop and think about any of that. They were much more concerned with turning around as quickly as possible and getting these laws into place so they can put up gun-free zone signs in Times Square and get get those photos in the news.
Well, it's gun-free. It's a gun. If you're a law-abiding citizen, you can't have a gun in Times Square. But the other part is, do we know? Like, one of the things they want to do with the permits, right, is they got to check out your moral fiber. And they want to go through your social media accounts, which, you know, the law enforcement on site has to do. Has anybody been issued a permit yet? Has anybody gone through the exhaustive background checks? Has the beaver gotten a permit yet? Because he's just so opy. Anybody got any squeaky clean people out there?
I'm sure people have been issued permits. My understanding is that the people were lined up to apply for concealed carry permits, and a lot of the sheriffs in New York whoever the chief legal officer in the various counties who were issuing these permits were saying, "Look, we don't have the people, we don't have the time, we don't have the money to go digging into everybody's." Social media accounts, so we're not going to do it. We're just going to go through the normal process and normal background check. And as long as the applicant is a felon with a criminal record, we're going to issue the permit.
I wonder what at some point there's going to be somebody gets out there and they are going to be squeaky clean and they're going to be like, listen, I need here's the sign ins on all of my social media. I'll be waiting for you guys to get through. And they're going to be like, we don't have time for that. And then they're going to bring suit, and then they're going to subpoena law enforcement and said, we don't have time for that. And then everything goes down in flames, I guess. So they need somebody like Young from the Hawaii versus Young thing, because, you know, Mr. Young got out there and he wants everything the cops have just to make sure he gets something out of it. He doesn't just want to carry a gun. He wants to carry a gun out in the open, concealed. He wants a baton, handcuffs, Sam Brown. He wants the whole nine yards. Be that sort of comprehensive and all covering. That would be pretty good stuff. But in the interim, I guess New York State is suffering environmentally. I thought we loved Gaia.
Well, I haven't been suffering yet, but the point is here. That it's going to hurt them eventually by reducing the tax dollars that go to keep up their state parks and keep the rivers clean and things like that.
Conservation. That's what conservatives do. So it doesn't the ammunition. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the. I know they wanted to do an ammunition background check with the SAFE Act, and they couldn't make that work. And now they've got the ammunition registry, but how does that work? And what about the stuff I had before?
Yeah, I don't think they're registering at the individual rounds. I think they're registering, keeping track of who buys ammo and how much they're buying.
Oh, okay. What are they doing about the reloaders? Oh, my God, did I give that one away?
Don't give them ideas.
Be quiet. We better wrap this one up, which we're about to do.
Yeah.
First of all, thanks for taking the time to join me today.
Happy to, as always.
All of you that are looking for news when it comes to the gun culture, the gun world, you know, the gear, the politics, everything that has to do with those kind of things, one place to go is thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.